Claude Code Opus 4.7 is the right pick when code correctness matters more than speed or cost. SWE Bench Verified 87.6%, SWE Bench Pro 64.3%, best in class as of April 2026. It launched April 16 at $5/$25 per MTOC, identical list price to Opus 4.6, but a new tokenizer makes real-world workloads 15-35% more expensive before any usage changes. For teams doing high-stakes multi-file work, that premium buys the strongest production code correctness available today. Here's what most teams running Opus 4.7 miss: the community controversy, the beautiful broken apps, the sticker shock, the HN complaint threads, all trace back to one design decision. The model shifted from helpful assistant to precise operator. It now executes instructions literally rather than inferring implicit context. That single shift is responsible for both the 87.6% SWE Bench Verified score and the 1.53 times real-world cost increase casual users report. Teams getting 10 times leverage from Opus 4.7 adapted their prompting to the new model. Teams getting sticker shock did not. This guide covers everything that actually changes your day-to-day Claude Code workflow. The new capabilities, the honest cost math, 6 failure modes we've documented, and when Codex CLI and Cursor Composer are the right tool instead. What's new in Opus 4.7 versus 4.6? Opus 4.7 launched GA on April 16, 2026, under model ID Claude Opus 4.7. GitHub changelog confirmed same-day availability across Claude Code, the API, Bedrock, Vertex, and Cursor, no waitlist or phased rollout, unlike Opus 4.6. 3 Claude Code-specific additions, X-High Effort Tier, a new 5th tier between High and Max. Claude Code defaults to X-High during planning phases. The calibration note from Anthropic's release notes: low effort Opus 4.7 is roughly equivalent to medium effort Opus 4.6. That means the effort ladder shifted. Running low effort on 4.7 to save tokens doesn't give you the equivalent of low on 4.6. Set effort by phase, not globally. Phase recommended effort rationale planning X high quality compounds downstream execution high specialists work from clear plans verification X high catch issues before ship exploration medium cost sensitive, low stakes critical evals, max correctness critical task budgets. A soft token ceiling the model self moderates toward. Unlike max tokens, a hard ceiling the model cannot see, task budgets are a suggestion the model works within, requires the task budget's 2026-313 beta header. Minimum recommended, 20,000 tokens. Rule of thumb from Kalent's production analysis: start at 2-3 times the tokens a competent human engineer would need. Set too low and the model refuses outright, see failure mode 5. /ultrareview command spawns 4 parallel specialist agents, security, logic, performance, style in a single pass. This is Opus 4.7's native preference for parallel specialist dispatch, made accessible as a CLI command. Before, one review agent tried to check all 4 domains sequentially. Now, 4 specialists fire in parallel and each goes deep on their domain. Vision at 3 times resolution. Images up to 2576px on the long edge versus 800px on 4.6. Vellum's benchmark analysis puts visual acuity at 98.5% versus 54.5% for Opus 4.6. Screenshot-based UI debugging and design to code workflows are first-class Claude Code inputs now. Breaking API changes that return HTTP 400 on Opus 4.7, not on 4.6. Temperature, top P, top K removed entirely fixed budget tokens, thinking right arrow adaptive mode only thinking display defaults to omitted. Adds summarized, explicitly if you surface reasoning to user's successor note. Claude Opus 4.8 launched May 28, 2026 at identical pricing with a superset of 4.7 capabilities. For net new deployments started after June 2026, 4.8 is recommended. This guide covers 4.7 because it's the model most Claude Code production systems ran during the April, May 2026 window. Real cost analysis: 3 workflow types list price is identical to Opus 4.6, $5/$25 per m talk input output. The cost story is in the tokenizer. Opus 4.7 ships a new tokenizer that encodes 1, 0, 1, 35 times more tokens for the same input text, a silent cost increase before any model behavior changes. Teams that migrated 4.6 prompts to 4.7 without benchmarking first have reported unexpected cost spikes, per AuthOx, Eyes Production post-mortem. The following estimates are derived from tokenizer math and research data. These are not internally measured figures. Benchmark your own workloads before committing. Workflow input est. Post tokenizer, output est. Opus 4.7 est. Opus 4.6 equiv. Single file bug fix. 15 min, 18k tokens, 4k tokens, 19 cents, 14 cents multi-file refactor. 45 min, 100k tokens, 28k tokens, $1, and 20 cents, 85 cents slash ultra review pass, 4 agents. 200k tokens, 40k tokens, $2, $1, and 40 cents where the 1.53 times community figure comes from. The tokenizer adds 15-35%. But casual users also hit what Claudefa, SD's guide, calls the ambiguity tax. Vague prompts require more iterations when the model stops inferring unstated context. Add XI effort defaults on planning phases and adaptive thinking overhead, and the real-world cost of an undertuned 4.7 workflow lands at 1.53 times the equivalent 4.6 run. For precise prompts with explicit acceptance criteria, the increase is more like 20-50%, primarily the tokenizer and effort tier changes, with fewer wasted iterations. The cost leverage formula. Every hour spent converting implicit context to explicit acceptance criteria saves 3-5 times its cost in reduced iterations. Memory, plan mode, and long context workflows. The 1M token context window is GA on Opus 4.7, no beta header required, unlike the context 1M202587 header period on 4.6. Standard account limits apply. The higher leverage change is the detailed plan pattern. Opus 4.7's literal execution means a front-loaded plan is no longer optional. It's the primary quality lever. An effective plan must include intent plus scope boundaries, what the agent will and will not touch, relevant files with line numbers, acceptance criteria per task, specialist agent assignments, verification steps before completion. Claude Code's team plan right arrow build pipeline enforces this structure. One team plan, auto detect session type, output structured task files too. Build dispatches specialists with mandatory plan reading, preventing scope drift context recovery protocol. Set checkpoints at 50k tokens, then every 10k marathon runs that hit the context wall with no graceful degradation are the viral failure mode, see failure 3 below. Library hook auto-sync prevents context loss on session crash. Fast mode nuance. Fast mode for Opus 4.7 arrived as a research preview on May 12, 2026 via Fast Mode 2026-2-1 beta header. Max Plan Claude Code users defaulted to Opus 4.6 in Fast Mode through mid-May, switching to Opus 4.7 only after the May 12 update. If you're on a Max Plan and noticed quality changes around that date, that's the cause. Tool use and MCP integration patterns. Opus 4.7 does not autonomously spawn parallel agents. The plan file must specify specialist assignments explicitly. Specialists read the full plan, execute scoped work, use task update to signal completion, and gates enforce sequential verification. This is the architecture behind the 14% improvement in complex multi-step workflows at fewer tool errors versus 4.6, per Anthropic's release announcement. Running slash UltraReview in practice, MCP server integration. Opus 4.7's 77.3% MCP Atlas score makes it the right model for MCP-heavy pipelines. Key production pattern, scope MCP server access per specialist agent, don't give every agent access to every server. The model's literal execution makes overly broad tool access a source of unexpected side effects rather than helpful flexibility. Rewind on failure. Double tap ESC or use rewind to strip a failed attempt and re-prompt with the failure as learning context. Use this instead of continuing a polluted conversation. With literal execution, a conversation containing a failed attempt we'll anchor on that failure in subsequent turns. 6 failure modes we've documented compiled from AuthOx, Eyes Production Postmortem, HN Thread 47,793,411, and Community Synthesis from Bot Monster's Reception Analysis. Failure 1, Service-Side Outages, Recoverable. API returns 5xx or 529, overloaded. Elevated error rates hit the Anthropic status page on May 22 and May 25, 2026. Fix, exponential backoff, 30s right arrow, 60s right arrow, 120s, max 3 attempts. Failure 2, silent model side regressions, the hard one. API returns HTTP 200 but quality degrades. Community documented launch week 4.7 was excellent, week 2 4.7 was meaningfully worse. Surface level pattern matching, dropped instructions across turns. Retry logic cannot fix this. Retrying gets you a different bad answer. Fix, deploy daily quality canaries using 3 known answer prompts before routing production traffic. Detect the regression before it hits real work. Failure 3, marathon run context exhaustion. Long sessions hit the context wall with no graceful degradation, producing the viral 68 minutes, millions of tokens, app broken, but God it was beautiful, failure mode. Fix, context checkpoints at 50K and every 10K, rewind after failures, never continue a polluted conversation. Failure 4, vague prompt underperformance. Prompts that relied on obviously also add tests, fail silently, the model executes exactly what you specified. The helpful assistant behavior that inferred implicit context is gone. Fix, convert implicit context to explicit acceptance criteria before the session starts. Replace don't guess with positive examples of what correct output looks like. Failure 5, task budget refusal. Budget set too low trigger outright rejection rather than graceful degradation. Minimum, 20,000 tokens. Fix, start at 2-3 times estimated human engineer token usage for the task. Failure 6, adaptive thinking not engaging. The model self allocates reasoning depth, but sometimes underestimates task complexity. The former workaround, disabling adaptive thinking, is no longer available. It's mandatory on 4.7. Fix, set effort X high and add explicit complexity signals to the prompt. This requires analyzing 14 call sites across 6 modules. Recommended fallback chain. Opus 4.7 versus Codex CLI versus Cursor, Composer 2.5 the benchmark comparison, using data from DataCamp's model analysis and artificial analysis. Benchmark Opus 4.7, Codex CLI / GPT 5.4 Cursor Composer 2.5 SWE Bench, verified 87.6% 80%, 61.3% SWE Bench Pro 64.3% 57.7%. Terminal Bench 69.4% 82.7%. MCP Atlas, multi-tool, 77.3%. Speed 67 talk / S120 talk / S200 talk / S input, cost 5 / mTalk 3 / mTalk 0. 80 / mTalk for full workflow comparisons, see Codex CLI versus Cursor Composer 2 and Cursor 3.2 versus Claude Code workflow. The AI Coding Agents Production Buyer's Guide covers the full selection framework. Use Opus 4.7 / Claude Code when. Correctness critical multi-file refactors. 87.6% SWE bench verified is the benchmark that matters here. Multi-agent MCP pipelines, where tool orchestration is the bottleneck. 77.3% MCP Atlas. Headless CI integration via the Agent SDK visual input workflows. 3 times resolution makes design to code viable. You need auditable, reproducible agent runs. With plan artifacts, use Codex CLI when. Terminal native work, where speed matters more than correctness depth terminal bench tasks. 82.7% versus 4.7's 69.4% is a real gap on this benchmark class budget, constrained batch workloads. Roughly 40% cheaper at 3/ mTalk input use Cursor Composer 2.5 when. IDE first interactive development, where inline diff review and autocomplete are the daily workflow team is Vs Code or JetBrains native, and IDE UX is the primary friction point. Price sensitivity is high. Cursor's underlying model is approximately 86% cheaper per token than Opus 4.7, the BrowseComp regression. Opus 4.7 dropped 4.4 points on BrowseComp versus 4.6. Web research and browsing-heavy agent workflows are measurably weaker. For pipelines with research legs, route those to Sonnet 4.6 or use a hybrid routing pattern. Claude Code for Everything defaults cost you measurably here. Migration checklist from Opus 4.6 before upgrading production Claude Code workflows per the official migration guide. Remove temperature, top P, top K from all API calls, switch thinking. Type, enabled, budget tokens, N right arrow thinking. Type, adaptive, add thinking display. Summarized, if you surface reasoning to users, benchmark tokenizer, token counts on your actual production prompts. Budget for 15-35% cost increase. Audit prompts for implicit context. Convert to explicit acceptance criteria. Replace negative instructions. Don't guess. With positive examples, set task budgets at 2-3 times estimated task token cost. Minimum 20K tokens, deploy quality canaries before routing production traffic runnable example. Effort per phase pattern expected output from team plan. A plan, MD broken into scoped sections per specialist role. Build reads this and dispatches each specialist with only the plan section relevant to their work, preventing scope drift and reducing the total token cost versus a monolithic agent session. Knowledge check, you're migrating a production Claude Code pipeline from Opus 4.6 to 4.7. The pipeline includes temperature, 0.2 in thinking, type, enabled budget tokens, 4096 in the API calls. What two changes are required and what unexpected cost will you encounter if you don't benchmark your token counts first? Answer, remove temperature, 0.2, the parameter is gone on Opus 4.7 and returns HTTP 400. Replace thinking, type, enabled, budget tokens, 4096, with thinking, type, adaptive, fixed budget tokens is no longer supported. The unexpected cost, Opus 4.7's new tokenizer encodes 15-35% more tokens for the same input text. The same prompts that cost X tokens on 4.6 cost up to 1.35X on 4.7, with identical list price, so real per request cost increases silently before you've changed anything about how you use the model. The prompting patterns that unlock Opus 4.7's production ceiling explicit scope boundaries, acceptance criteria per task, MCP server integration, are exactly what the course/Claude tool use from Xero course covers. If the precise operator behavioral shift is the gap between your current Claude Code results and what the benchmarks promise, start there.